Hello, this is Austin Munson on another AP Government podcast. Today, we will be discussing three questions about federalism. And these questions include if federalism is good or bad for American democracy. Predict what would happen if the Supremacy Clause was not included in the Constitution. If anything would be different, or would it be the same? And would the United States be able to stay united? And then also researching a current event that is related to federalism, provide a brief summary of the current event and explain how this event is an example of federalism at work. So the first question, if federalism is good or bad for American democracy, I believe that federalism contributes to democracy by creating more opportunities for participation in politics, because as a group, you need to work together, and each group needs more jobs to function, and that provides for the whole. And there's multiple levels of government, and so each level of government will need more employees, and so that gives more opportunities at each level of government for people to work at. So federalism makes the government more democratic because of the amount of access to government it provides people with. So people will be more exposed to government and will be able to work within the government. So they will be smart and educated for when they vote. And so, like, it is more democratic as well, because it's more on the basis of I believe instead of, like, we believe. So if I predict what would happen if the Supremacy Clause was not included in the Constitution, if the Constitution didn't have the Supremacy Clause, I believe that the various states and the federal government would be arguing constantly over whose laws should apply in every situation. Because obviously, with it being more of a democratic idea, it wouldn't be a more of like, we need to work together. It would be more of a, my law is better, not yours. And so it would be hard for anyone to get anywhere when creating a decision, because it would be difficult, because everyone would have such different opinions and everyone's working on to make themselves better instead of working as a team and building each other up together. So without the Supremacy Clause, the United States of America might not be like united, because everyone would be divided and struggling to form a common group and work together, so our country would probably not function very well. And finally, a current event. I decided to use an example to relate to federalism. So for me, I believe federalism is like a cell in your body. And I believe this because there are a bunch of parts in a cell, just like there's many states in the United States that work together. But if one part of the cell doesn't do their job, then the whole, like, cell collapses and it won't be able to survive in such a harsh environment, just like our world. But if the cell part, like the mitochondria, does its job, the nucleus rewards it by bringing in more energy so that the cell can function, and the mitochondria, just kind of like as if the government were to fund the estate, and the state uses the funding properly, then that state's more likely to get money back. So yeah, thank you for listening.